Songs in Ordinary Time by Mary McGarry Morris. To Michael with love, as well as Vincent, John, Bill, and David with laughter, the song. On the day that Duval came, Benjamin Vermoyle was 12. In a year, he had not grown an inch or gained a pound, and no one had noticed. He was not sick, but fixed, immured in the vastness time becomes when you are 12, when a month's events can flash by in a day, when certain days, certain hours, even moments, can seem to last, to go on and on and on for weeks, indeed forever. Untouched and for days on end ignored, he was not a child and not a man. His only friend was 6-year-old Louis, who lived next door. At home, he had the television with its tears and love and death, lives he could turn on and off at will, much in the way he mastered his own existence, perceiving himself as a kind of image lodged in the airwaves of visible space, somewhere between stars and rooftops, a voiceless speck that by the touch of a button or a word might be summoned briefly, safely. It was in his dreams that he felt most threatened, so often lately pursued by the relentless drumbeat of dark footsteps and the warmth that oozed sticky and shameful and nameless, and always so unexpectedly that he did not dare sleep in pajama bottoms, but in a towel, the same towel, by morning hidden damp and wadded behind the bureau, then taken out again at night and wrapped, stiffly coarse, around his hairless groin and thighs. It was late May on the day that Duval came. It had been a raw, rainy spring in those mountains, where spring was never a season proper so much as a narrow passage, a blink of the eye, a flicker of light from ice to green, where even in the valleys every bud...